There's a lot of things that I've said over the years which were perceived to be crazy. And then suddenly, they start to move mainstream.
Someone to convince me that we don't live in a simulation.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, taste, and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. What if all you ever knew was a lie?
Hello, this is a dot connector to wade through the deceit, the diversions, the cul-de-sacs, the lies surrounding what is currently happening in Israel. And of course, you won't get this information in the mainstream media. In fact, from what I've seen in the last 24 hours, you won't get it from some of the, quote, big names in the so-called alternative media. What is the case again? It always is with every war, is that civilians on both sides are being slaughtered. Always the case. While those that order the slaughtering stay in a safe place. When Iraqi civilians were being slaughtered with the invasion of Iraq by America and Britain, where were Boy George Bush and Tony Blair? Where were they while it was all going on? Sipping coffee in the White House and Downing Street. It's always the way. And we have Netanyahu sitting here now pontificating. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You, mate, are doing nothing. You're sending others to do it like you always do. And the same goes for that which is really behind. Not the window dressing. What is really behind? What is known as Hamas. So, first of all, the bottom line. This was not a surprise attack. Oh, yeah, they surprised us. Oh, really? Who do you think you're talking to? Bloody idiots. We have the Israeli Defense Forces as one of the most trained and best equipped armies in the world. And we're talking about a very small area in terms of Israel, Gaza. We have Mossad, one of the most sophisticated and widespread intelligence agencies in the world, that make surveillance an art form. It's on the cutting edge. It knows everything that's going on in that area. But somehow, hundreds of Hamas, quote, militants, laid siege to Israel, put thousands of rockets into Israel, which they somehow gathered or built or whatever, without Mossad and the IDF having any idea. Oh, no, we didn't know about that. We had Hamas operatives coming into Israel on frickin' hang gliders. But they never knew it was coming. We had fighting in all these different areas of Israel, these different locations. But the IDF and Mossad and all the rest of that vast Israeli security network had no idea. Isn't that what they said with 9/11? I'm hearing them saying this is Israel's 9/11. Well, what happened on 9/11? These planes were, they say, hijacked. And there was a big build up to it, they say, preparing for it. But the whole of the American intelligence military network. Oh, no, it was a surprise. We didn't know. To say they are lying to you is to state the bloody obvious. And we'll get into why. This is a quote from a former IDF soldier who was a border observer. And she worked with the highest level technology available. That's what Israel does. And this is what she said. If a bird came close, we knew. Even a cockroach came to our fence border, we knew. How did 400 Hamas pass through today? The answer is they were allowed to. Was this a surprise attack for the civilian population of Israel? Oh, yes, of course. Was it even a surprise attack for many in the rank and file of the military? But the inner core that's running the show, surprise to them? You must be bloody joking. And this situation reminded me of someone I've quoted over the years in the books, over the decades. It's a man called Leroy Fletcher Prouty. He served as Chief of Special Operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Kennedy, JFK. He was a colonel in the United States Air Force and subsequently became a critic of U.S. foreign policy, particularly the covert activities of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, which he believed was working on behalf of a secret world elite. This is in the 1960s and after. The very world elite I've been uncovering for now 34 years, my 34th year. Of doing it. And this is the telling quote that I've used a number of times in the books. Fletcher Prouty said, "No one has to direct an assassination. It happens." And for assassination, that means an attack like the one in Israel now as well. "No one has to direct an assassination. It happens. The active role is played secretly by permitting it to happen. This is the greatest single clue," he said, "who has the power to call off or reduce the usual security precautions." Who has that power in Israel? must now come under the spotlight and be questioned why they did so. Because they obviously did. Now, what they want you to do in any situation like this is to take sides. And if I'm going to take the side of anyone, I take the side of the civilians. The civilians in Israel who have been subject to these horrors that continue. And the civilians in Gaza who are now suffering the horrors of the Israeli response. But in terms of sides, one fighting the other, to take either is to lose the plot. Because I've been exposing for decades now and been called anti-Semitic for it, even though it's the opposite. I've been exposing a cult. There's a global cult, and there is a major aspect of it which is called the Sabbatean cult. The Sabbatean cult goes back to the 1600s. I've detailed it all in the books. But basically, it is a grouping, a satanic grouping that is expert in posing as what it's not. So they might pose as Islamic leaders. They might pose as Vatican leaders. Or they might and have mercilessly for the Jewish people in general. They might and have posed as Jewish leaders. It was this Sabbatean cult with the Rothschilds very much involved who were responsible for the creation of Israel in 1948. And the horrors matching what's happened now and more, imposed by Sabbatean, actually, but officially Jewish terrorist groups like Irgun and the Stern Gang, who forced hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to leave their homeland in terror, never to return. So when you look at what's happening now, and the horrors of what has been imposed upon Jewish civilians, we should not take sides. Because when you get to the core of what's controlling this side and what's controlling that side, ultimately, you're looking at the same people. And Sabbateans, who have been the controllers of Israel from the start and then moved in on places like America, they, irony of ironies, hate Jewish people. They have contempt for them. And I've been saying all these years that in the end, this Sabbatean cult is gonna throw the Jewish people in general under a colossal bus. And we are now, as I speak, seeing that happen. All the Jewish population of Israel have got to contemplate is how they were treated during the so-called pandemic, fake pandemic, and how they were forced in many and various ways to get the fake COVID vaccine, which has killed and maimed so many in its wake. They don't care about you, Jewish people of Israel and the wider world. The Sabbatean cult has infiltrated you. It does not care about you. And that's why it's allowed this to happen. For ulterior motives, we will get into. And at the same time, this global cult, as I call it, is behind Hamas. If you want to bring two groups of people into conflict with each other, then control both sides, and it's a doddle. And the people who are the civilians taking the consequences of that think, well, they're against me and I'm against them. But actually, ultimately, the same hands are on the tiller of both sides. This is how the world works, and we're seeing a blatant example of it. Now, just look at the history of Hamas, and you will see how much influence, fundamental influence in its creation, came from the Israeli government. So Hamas is hanging the Palestinian civilians out to dry, and the same is happening with the government of Israel and Israeli civilians. And here's another quote from Fletcher Prouty. Remember, he was an insider. The Kennedy assassination has demonstrated that most of the major events of world significance are masterfully planned and orchestrated by an elite coterie of enormously powerful people. Wait for this. This is crucial. Who are not of one nation, one ethnic grouping, or one overridingly important business group. They are a power under to themselves for whom others work. Neither is this power elite of recent origin. Its roots go deep into the past, which is what I've been uncovering all these decades. This is what I call the global cult. And this is seeking to lead the world ever more obviously to a global dystopia. And to do that, you have to destroy the current status quo, whatever it is. You could call it creative destruction. You have a status quo, a way that society works, the way that society is. And as long as that status quo stays there, you can't move the world on to your dystopia. So you destroy that status quo, and wars are bloody perfect. Economic crashes too. And then you move to another status quo. And then eventually you destroy that status quo and move on to another. And with each new status quo, they are getting closer and closer to the global dystopia they've been working towards for a long time. And Fletcher Prouty was right. This is not a recent thing. This goes way back into what we call history. So there's a technique that I coined in the 1990s. I called it problem, reaction, solution. And what you do is you create a problem and you blame someone else for it. You want, at stage two, having created the problem, you want the reaction from the public of outrage, of fear, of something must be done, do something. What are they going to do about it? And at that point, those who've created the problem and got that reaction from the public openly offer the solutions to the problems they have themselves created. So already Netanyahu is saying that once we've overcome Hamas, we're going to go for Iran, which we say is behind Hamas. Iran, another cult-controlled regime. So that is one of the reasons for what is happening, to turn the fire towards Iran. And that has big implications, as I'll come to. And there is even another version of problem reaction solution that I call no problem reaction solution. You don't need a real problem, you just need the illusion of it. Human-caused climate change. A hoax. Why? Because look what's happening. The belief in human-caused climate change, nonsensical as it is scientifically, is being used to justify the very dystopia globally that this cult has sought for so long. So, Netanyahu is already talking about targeting Iran, which he says is behind all this. Well, I've been saying for so many years that the plan is to create a conflict between the West and the East. The East involving China, the dominant party, Russia, and other countries. And I've said this many times over the years, including Iran. And Iran has just been invited to join this BRICS economic trading group, which is dominated by China and Russia. And you look at what's happening now in Ukraine. That's another problem reaction solution. You start a war, you manipulate into place a war, an attack on Ukraine, and look what's happened. Oh, problem. What are you going to do? Pour vast amounts of money and weaponry into Ukraine and impact massively on the global economy and on energy prices with all their implications, among many, many other things. You also diminish the Western armament potential by passing so much to Ukraine. But what else is happening with Ukraine? It has brought Russia and China closer in an economic and other aspects alliance together, which is the pieces on the chessboard being moved around. So Ukraine is a proxy war. Who between? The West and Russia, supported by China. It's already begun, and this is just another aspect of it that we're seeing here. Now, there was a letter that is alleged to have been written by a very prominent Freemason in America in the 1800s, a bloke called Albert Pike. I've written about him at length in the books. Albert Pike was the sovereign grand commander of the Supreme Council, Scottish Rite Southern Jurisdiction in America. And it's said that he wrote a letter to Italian cult operative Giuseppe Mazzini in 1871, in which he described the plan for three world wars to transform global society into the dystopia that I've so long warned about. Now, the letter is said to have come to light via a former Canadian naval officer called William Guy Carr in the 1950s. So obviously, World War I and World War II had happened by the 1950s. So we can put them aside, even though the letter described them very accurately, you can put that aside, of course. The Third World War, which hadn't happened by the 1950s, is the crucial thing. Now, of course, this letter, its existence or non-existence, has been very controversial. And what I'm going to do is just read you what it said about World War III and the aftermath, and then you can make your own mind up what you think of it. And then, even more relevantly, you can see how events play out in relation to it. Certainly, current events fit. Pike is said to have written to Mazzini, "The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati, the global cult, between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other." Now, some people will understandably pick up on that and say he's talking about the state of Israel in 1871. Well, there was no state of Israel. But as I've explained in the book so many times over the years, the cult has a very different awareness of the future, because it's bloody creating it, than the general population does. So in 1871, they would have known the plan involved the establishment of the State of Israel. "Meanwhile," Pike said, "the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude delusioned with Christianity, whose desiatic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time." Whatever the background to that, it is describing this satanic cult, deeply, deeply satanic cult, which is behind world events and will be behind current events in Israel because of where it's planned to go and what it's planned to play out, to create in terms of consequences. And I had an email today. I wrote to a friend of mine in Israel, a Jewish lady in Israel, and asked her if she was okay. And this is part of what she replied. "They took so many civilians, children, babies, old people, young people, as captives, and it's unlikely they will be saved so many killed. The guerrilla warfare is relentless and complete psychopaths. Impossible to comprehend the horror and the scale of it. And this is a lady with a big open heart that just wants peace and justice for the Palestinians and everyone else. People are bewildered, she said. How on earth the great and powerful army of Israel couldn't even protect these settlements? The militants took over and literally conquered two settlements entirely, shooting in the streets. I feel this is just the beginning of something even major about to happen. And just like with 9/11 in the US, it smells like classic problem reaction solution. I immediately understood what goes on here. It was given the green light for their desire to invade Iran and ultimately create their World War III. Am I right? She said, just like they did with ISIS in Syria. I always used to hear that Israel is their ground for World War III. It could be the same in the north, this time with the Hezbollah. It's obvious both Hamas and Hezbollah play a role in invoking and creating constant havoc. Hezbollah in Lebanon. The people of Israel are nothing but patsies, as well as the people of Gaza. Obviously an illusion of a country, an illusion of safety. Absolutely spot on. And a later email from her said, I've just heard that there are multiple squads of militants making their way to different places in Israel, including possibly my area. They are taking cars and killing whoever they can. This is scary shit. I heard suggestions of handing over a fire weapon to each citizen in order to defend themselves. This is unreal, David. I can't believe we are at war. I'm a bit scared. We are unprepared for this. We don't have a proper shelter or means to defend ourselves. Yes, it's horrific what's going on with Jewish people in Israel. But lest we bloody forget, the cult-owned Israeli government from the bloody start in 1948 to today with the psychopath Netanyahu, with their military and their intelligence agencies, Mossad and the rest, Shin Bet, have treated the Palestinian people with grotesque contempt. They have treated them like vermin, decade after decade. And in doing so, they have created a mentality that follows the psychopathic cult-owned Hamas. I mentioned earlier about the Jewish Sabbatean terrorist groups, Irgun and the Stern Gang and others, that bombed and terrorized Israel into existence in 1948. Well, that mentality is indivisible, indistinguishable from the mentality we are seeing with Hamas. We have two sides, apparently, but one side in reality. Fighting each other, getting other people to fight for them, allowing the slaughter of Jewish civilians and Hamas knowing that that slaughter will lead to the slaughter of Palestinian civilians. They are the same side, ladies and gentlemen. And it happens all over the world all the time. You see different sides, you see different groups. But it's the same agenda, the same psychopathy, the same evil on public display. And we, please, please, we as a human race have got to start seeing that our so-called bloody leaders are not there to serve us. They're there to serve an agenda to enslave us on a level never seen in known human history. And you know, I've been talking recently about the way the so-called, there is a genuine one, but so-called alternative media, what I call the mainstream alternative with all the big names and the famous names and, oh yes, oh, what's he said? Oh, what's he said? How some of them have responded to this is classic. And like I say, I've been talking about the way that the alternative media, which never existed when I started out, I've watched it appear and grow. How they have taken it over, these so-called big names, and they're holding it in a holding pattern, what I call the barricade of here and no further, which still sees sides, still sees duality, still sees everything through the fundamentally, unbelievably limited perception of the five senses. And we've seen that on display in the last 24 hours as I speak. We've seen Jordan Peterson of the Daily Wire, which is not the alternative media, it's just an alternative Republican Party, who's been doing fawning interviews with Benjamin Netanyahu, posting on Twitter, X, to go get him, Netanyahu. Enough is enough, says the great one, the psychological giant, Jordan Peterson. Who is M? Go get him. Who is him? Mr. Peterson, kids in Gaza, right? Because they're the ones that are going to get it. Someone from the alternative media taking a side because he hasn't got a bloody clue there even is a cult. Never mind, it's got an agenda for the world. And then we had the giant intellect that is Andrew Tate telling us that Allah is the one. Allah is commanding, cheering Allah. That is alternative. What a joke. I've been watching the mainstream alternative media being taken over by barely one-dimensional buffoons and main chancers and comedians. And we need to take it back. Because without a genuine alternative media, with a genuine perception of what is happening in the world, we have no alternative to the continued duality of sides and us against them when the same hands are holding the strings of all of them. Come on, people. This has got to stop. We can't let the perception of sides and leaders and different regimes delude us to what's happening. We can't let these bloody Pied Pipers of the alternative, mainstream alternative media, lead us to the edge of the cliff with a cul-de-sac diversion of what's going on. There's a global cult, and it's running the world through what appear to be different governments and World Health Organizations and Silicon Valley and banking systems, all of it corporations. And we need to grasp that. The Palestinians and the Jewish people are both pawns in that game. And they need to come together to see who the real enemy is and has always been.